This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, August 7th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Food ban up for key vote. Waltz rouses crowd in Philly. And Grassley grim on farm bill prospects without SNAP fix. Food ban comes down to the wire. Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Encinio is proposing to ban certain food dyes in school meals. AB 2316 is getting close to passing out of the legislature. Gabriel successfully championed a similar measure last year that was dubbed a Skittles ban before he dropped the titanium dioxide from the list to get it across the finish line. He has also dropped that additive from AB 2316, leading the Ag Council to remove its opposition to the measure. Gabriel held a press conference yesterday, rallying support for his bill as it awaits a critical vote next week in the Appropriations Committee. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurmond has thrown his support behind the bill, took a part in the discussion alongside South African actor Leslie Ann Brandt. Gabriel argues the food ingredients are linked to cancer, DNA damage, and developmental and neurobehavioral issues in children. But the Consumer Brands Association contends that argument ignores the science and the bill undermines the established regulatory process. In a statement to AgriPulse, John Hewitt, Senior Vice President of State Affairs, also asserted the legislation would cost schools and families and create a patchwork of confusing laws. Waltz energizes crowd in Philly in first appearance as VP candidate. Minnesota Governor Tim Waltz gave a rousing speech to Democrat supporters in Philadelphia last night that after being announced as Vice President Kamala Harris' running mate in the November 5th election against Donald Trump and his VP nominee, J.D. Vance, Waltz hearkened back to his childhood in Nebraska where he worked on a family farm in the summer. "My mom and dad taught us to show generosity toward your neighbors and work for a common good," the Minnesota governor said. One of Walt's biggest applause lines came when he said of former President Trump, quote, "He froze in the face of the COVID crisis, drove our economy on the ground, and make no mistake, violent crime was up under Donald Trump." Waltz then paused before he delivered the punchline. That's not even counting the crimes he committed. Trump's policies would benefit, quote, "the super rich and damn sure take us backwards," Waltz said. He added, "We're not going back." Waltz will give voice to rural America, according to one congressman. The choice of Tim Waltz receiving support from Democrats who say the Minnesota governor brings the perspective of farm state Americans to the ticket. Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts, a colleague and friend of Waltz before the Minnesotan ran for governor in 2018, said rural America will have a voice in the White House. "If these guys prevail, and I believe they will, Tim Waltz will be a strong advocate for our farming community," McGovern said. "Agriculture will have a seat at the table, and he will fight ferociously to end hunger in this country, to end food insecurity, and to make sure everyone has access to good, nutritious food." Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing noted Waltz represented Minnesota's farm-rich first district for 12 years, and so he understands agriculture. Waltz served on the House Ag Committee in Congress, contributing to three farm bills. McGovern said he pushed hard in the 2018 farm bill for programs benefiting young, beginning, and veteran farmers. Republicans continued their line of attack on Harris and now Waltz, being far too liberal for the U.S., and President Donald Trump said in a fundraising message that Waltz would, quote, "unleash hell on earth and open our borders to the worst criminals imaginable." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Grassley, no farm bill without snap cuts to fund it. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa is offering a bleak assessment for passing a new farm bill anytime soon. He told reporters yesterday that a farm bill can't get through Congress until Democrats are willing to cut nutrition spending to bolster their commodity title. Grassley said, quote, the political environment is that Democrats aren't willing to give up any money on the 85% of the farm bill that is food stamps and increased reference prices. And until you get that worked out, we're not going to have a five-year farm bill. Keep in mind, the Congressional Budget Office official cost estimate for the House Ag Committee's farm bill says it would increase the deficit by $33 billion, even with nearly $30 billion in savings in the nutrition title. House GOP leaders might be able to override the CBO score, but Grassley notes Republicans don't have the 60 votes necessary to do that in the U.S. Senate. Lawmakers raise concern about duties on 2,4-D from India and China. 18 members of Congress are urging Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo to carefully review the facts before deciding whether to impose preliminary duties on 2,4-D imports from China and India. The letter was led by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa, Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska, Jimmy Panetta of California. Agricultural producers already face record high input costs while competing in a volatile market, and prices for all crops are forecast to decline over the next several years, the lawmakers say. Without careful consideration of the facts during these preliminary investigations, new tariffs will result in difficulties for producers who rely on this crucial input. This will only exacerbate their economic challenges. The International Trade Commission agreed in May to move ahead on a petition by Corteva Agriscience to place anti-dumping and countervailing duties on the imports. The Commerce Department slated to release preliminary duties by September 10th. That deadline could be extended. Here's today's She Said It. As extreme weather continues to hit every part of the country, we must act with urgency to strengthen our aging grid to protect American communities. That U.S. Secretary of Energy, Jennifer M. Granholm, announcing $2.2 billion in grants to support electric grid upgrades. California received $600 million. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, August 7th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.